Asian American workers have gone from having the lowest unemployment rate in the country to one of the highest. From Vietnamese nail salons to Cambodian donut shops, Asian-owned businesses have struggled during this pandemic. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
Jerry Rayburn was excited last October when he landed a job with a mortgage servicing company in Southern California. It was a step up from his old job as a food delivery driver. But 6 months later, the pandemic hit.
The business decreased dramatically, and based on seniority, I was let go.
Rayburn, who came to the U.S. from Thailand when he was 8 years old, now shares a single room with his mom, brother, and sister in another family's house.
Everything just went downhill, and I don't have a job right now. I'm still unemployed, unfortunately, and I've been looking.
David Canlis also lost work when the pandemic struck. Canlis, who's from the Philippines, had been consulting for software startups.
Right now, nobody has startup capital. Nobody has the budget to go hire a consultant. Nobody even feels comfortable for me to come into their office.
The spike in Asian American unemployment stands out even during the widespread misery of the pandemic. Asian Americans usually enjoy a lower jobless rate than any other racial or ethnic group. But at 10.7% in August, the Asian American unemployment rate was higher than that of whites or Latinos. Economist Marlene Kim at the University of Massachusetts Boston laments that doesn't get much notice.
Asian Americans are absolutely overlooked. People have the sense that Asians are fine, that they're a model minority, that they have good jobs and are doing okay.
Geography explains some of the newfound challenges. Asian Americans are concentrated in places like New York and California, where the virus has taken a heavy toll. Occupation also plays a role. Don Marr of San Francisco State University says nearly a quarter of the Asian American workforce is employed in industries like restaurants, retail, and personal services such as nail salons.
Those industries have been hard hit by the pandemic, and they've traditionally employed many Asian Americans.
Asian Americans say President Trump hasn't helped with his provocative labeling of what he calls the Chinese virus. Paul Long of UCLA says Chinatown in Los Angeles suffered an earlier and deeper drop in foot and vehicle traffic than the city's other commercial neighborhoods.
People are avoiding these areas in part because of this myth that somehow Asian Americans are tied in with the spread of the coronavirus. Certainly that is untrue and unfair, but there's no question it gets reflected in the impact on the ethnic economy.
That can be a real problem for Asian Americans who are new to the country or have limited English skills. In ordinary times, the social and economic networks of an immigrant community can open doors and provide opportunity. But Ong says over-reliance on those networks can be a trap during a crisis like the pandemic.
If you're in an ethnic sector and all the restaurants are facing the same problem of being shut down, your opportunity to find work is very minimal, if not non-existing.
Jerry Rayburn, the laid-off mortgage service worker, has grown frustrated with online job applications, but he keeps filling them out while also attending community college. His younger brother recently landed a job at Home Depot. Rayburn says events have tested, but not yet beaten, his immigrant family's hope for a brighter future.
Life is hard in any country, and I believe America will get better.
Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.